The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
WA's construction industry is urging Mark McGowan not to make the COVID-19 vax mandatory for their industry, instead wanting to encourage the workforce to get the jab on a voluntary basis. This stance comes after days of violent protests in Melbourne, who are protesting against compulsory jabs for the industry in Victoria. Joining me now is the Executive Director of the Master Builders Association of WA, John Gelavis. Good morning, John.
Oh, good morning, Ben. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing well, thanks. Thanks for being back on the show. And now, parts of the mining industry, aviation and health sector, aged care, have already implemented mandatory jabs. Why do you think it won't work for the construction industry?
Oh, look, I think the industry is such a large sector, and we have, you know, different sites right through the whole sector, whether it's civil, residential, or commercial. So the campaign that we're commencing today is the Let's Get the Jab, Let's Stay Open, and it's very much a voluntary campaign that we're encouraging our industry to get vaccinated. So what we also feel is that the borders have served us extremely well, but they can't protect us forever, as we've seen through the recent situation we had with the New South Wales truck driver. So we're really keen on keeping our site safe, our workers safe, and the community safe, but we also need to ensure that our vaccination rate increases. And if we're able to do that, then we're able to hopefully remain open. And it's such a big sector. It's 10% of the state's workforce, and it's a $30 billion sector. So we've been operating fairly COVID-free right since the pandemic commenced. So the industry's worked really hard to remain open, and we'd like to remain open and avoid being locked down.
And as part of that, being able to stay open, as you've just mentioned, it's generated a lot of money for people who work in that industry. Isn't that incentive enough just to roll up your sleeve so you can keep that money tap turned on?
Absolutely, and that's what the campaign's about. It's really about rolling up the sleeve, and we're certainly encouraging our industry to embrace the campaign. One of the great things about the campaign is we've worked closely with the Pharmacy Guild of Australia, and part of the campaign is having on-site posters where whether they're builders or tradies and subbies and others can scan the QR code, and that will take them to a pharmacy close by where they can book in to be vaccinated. The portal provides those members a choice as well, and hopefully as we start to see the Moderna vaccine come, more on stream, then that'll obviously increase the vaccination rates for those within the industry. So it's very much a proactive campaign, and we're encouraging our members to get involved. But again, if they need to seek appropriate medical advice too as well. So there's a number of factors there, and our industry has really, really worked hard to remain open, and we're a big part of the state economy, and we've engaged well, and we've implemented our COVID guidelines as well, and with a number of other associations in the building construction industry too. So we've been working really hard, and we want that to continue, and we'd like to see the vaccination rates get up to the levels we need to at 70 and 80%. Having said that, that's the national guidelines, and if we can get up to those guidelines, then I think we'd like to be able to stay open and remain open. Now, one thing we know about the building and construction industry, many within our industry can't afford not to work, so we need to stay open. A majority of our apprentices in WA are from the building and construction industry, so it's such an important sector to the state economy.
Yeah, well, and that's clear to Premier Mark McGowan. He talked about making compulsory vaccination for the mining sector, and then he's highlighted that the construction sector is the next on his hit list. Have you had much consultation with the Premier, and how likely is it, do you think, that the government will make a move towards mandatory vaccination?
Oh, look, at this stage, I know that there's been comments made more broadly. We've been working with the government more proactively in terms of these types of campaigns and these types of initiatives. So we'll continue to do that, as I'm sure the state government, the Premier, will engage us as time progresses through this process. But certainly we're the guidelines we've developed and we've communicated those to industries our industries is helping us achieve the requirements we need to. The likelihood will certainly I think depend on what transpires, and we know that that New South Wales truck driver incident recently caused some concerns, particularly with the Delta strain. So, what we're really trying to do here is really work with the government and work with industry collaboratively to try and get the industry to improve its vaccination rate and for the state to get up to the levels that we need to. And that's the clear path out of the pandemic. And the one thing that we continue to work with the government on are these initiatives and many others that are impacting on the health and safety of the industry.
Mm. And now you've said that you'd support building companies being able to set their own vaccine policy. So, for example, Blueprint Homes this week said that subcontractors, that the firm's construction supervisors would now maintain a vaccine register. Do you see a scenario where that becomes more common? And sure, subbies will have a choice whether or not to get the vaccine, but if they don't, they might find the number of work sites where they'll be welcome will start to be reduced?
Yeah, that's what we've found with a lot of our members are certainly getting their own advice and making their own decisions, and that's really important for them to do that. They need to understand what their certain requirements and guidelines need to be. That's why we've released industry guidelines in consultation with a number of the other unions and peak bodies as well. So we're providing these guidelines for industry to work with, but again, builders and subcontractors alike will work together to get to a point where they're obviously making their own decisions on how they implement their own vaccine rollouts. And we're hoping that this new resource that we've developed and this new campaign will certainly support and encourage the voluntary vaccinations for the industry. But if we do get up to those vaccination rates of 70% and 80%, then we do expect the governments to commit to keeping our industry open.
And I'm sure,
it's such an important sector.
Well, absolutely. And I'm sure, like me, you've been seeing what's been happening in Melbourne. It's shocked, I guess, the whole country. And some of those protesters have been in high vis. Whether or not they've been construction workers is hard to say, although some have been proven to be the case. Now, do you see in any way, in talking to builders, in talking to subbies, in talking to apprentices here in the West, that we could ever see that scale of protesting and violence and thuggery based on vaccination here in Western Australia?
I certainly hope not. The industry here is a magnificent industry. It's a $30 billion sector, and it employs most of the apprentices. And we've been able to demonstrate since the pandemic hit in March that we've been operating in a COVID-safe environment. And the way we control risks on sites with risk assessments, with health and safety reps, we've implemented contract registers, screening of workers, physical distancing. We implemented changes to shared tools and implant equipment on site, cleaning, disinfecting. I mean, the list goes on and on and on with PPE. And so there's a number of things that we've been able to implement on building sites right across the state that has demonstrated that we are professional, we can operate at these levels. So, and we can keep West Australians safe and keep our industry operating. And I guess in a lot of ways, we've been fortunate, probably more fortunate than, say, maybe some of the other sectors that don't have the opportunity to physically distance, like maybe the hospitality industries and others. So, and having said that, the building construction industry is really being back to lead the economy, lead the state recovery. When you talk about the infrastructure spending over the forward estimates, there's $28 billion there. There's new social housing programs being implemented by the state government, another $875 million there. And also we're being asked to lead the recovery to rebuild through the Woorali bushfires and the damage done through Cyclone Seroja and Kalbarri and those areas. So really the state government is looking to the building industry to help lead the recovery. But we can only do that if we're operational, and we can only do that if the government backs in the industry in this way. So we're doing our bit, and we've seen a lot of the government to also do their bit and support us in this campaign.
Mm. And I think you've highlighted education as a real key aspect of this campaign because we know that, I guess, it's maybe young men who are the ones that really need to get this message about the vaccine. And we know, of course, the majority of the construction industry probably is younger men. So I guess, how do you tailor the message to that particular audience?
Yeah, what we found through our market research, which is really driving the campaign, that there was a lack of faith that governments would open up at 70% and 80%. vaccination rate. So, and that I think was sort of leading that complacency around, you know, getting vaccinated. So that's part of that, I guess, part of that process. And I think that that if that complacency is there, then certainly, you know, that age group would certainly take their time in terms of deciding whether to be vaccinated or not. I think that's really where probably making it simple to get vaccinated if those trade contractors and those young men and women on booming sites decide to be vaccinated, the option's there, and we're trying to make it as easy and simple as we can for that to occur. And it's a very good point. That's really the I guess part of the key demographic that our surveys and market research has uncovered.
Yeah, well, I wish you all the best, because it's certainly important that everyone gets vaccinated. I know your own report into this issue has highlighted vaccination as probably the single most important pathway out of the pandemic. Master Builders Association WA Executive Director John Jalavis, thanks as always for joining us on The West Live.
Yeah, pleasure, Ben. Thank you very much.